WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. A little touch of fog out there as well. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The filing period is underway for this November's local elections.
All the incumbent candidates for Bryan and College Station City Council and School Board who replied to emails sent by WTAW News say they are running for re-election. Only one local council member cannot run due to term limitations. That's Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton. Another hurdle has been cleared for supporters of three proposed changes to the Bryan City Charter. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says she has certified enough signatures collected by citizens for Bryan. That's the group that wants, among other things, to ban relatives of Bryan council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. A second group, Partners for a Better Bryan, continues to collect signatures on a proposal allowing all residents to vote for all council members while still requiring five to live within single-member districts. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Temple couple faces 50 years each in federal prison after entering guilty pleas in a massive mail theft scheme. Post offices in College Station, Bryan, Hearn, Navasota, Milliken, and Brenham were among 95 locations that were hit between last December through this March. Federal prosecutor Mark Frazier says more than 50,000 pieces of mail were taken.
Right now we've got 3,000 victims identified, but they continue to identify people daily. So we're still getting information in from victims about what their losses are. So that part of it, we just don't even know yet. Obviously it's going to exceed $500,000 loss. We think it's going to be a lot greater than that.
The value of the stolen mail was $500,000, and another $80,000 of stolen money orders were deposited, then withdrawn from financial institutions. 39-year-old Charles Hattenbach and 28-year-old Catherine Hubbard were caught at a store following a burglary. A 72-minute power outage at a Bryan wastewater treatment plant resulted in the spill of 600,000 gallons of domestic wastewater. Mark Jerica with the city of Bryan says the outage during last week's heavy rainfall and lightning affected the Burton Creek plant located near the creek and university.
When we look at the cleanup, realistically what we're picking up are any solids that may have been released from the system, trying to sanitize those areas, finding out if there are open points where the head pressure was too great for manhole lids, maybe, and they lifted the manhole lid, or maybe they displaced the casing around the manhole lid, disinfecting those areas, treating those areas, and also trying to reseal those areas so we don't have future losses should we ever run into a high-flow scenario.
Jerica says Public Works employees will come out to inspect homes and businesses that may have been impacted. The Public Works Department customer service number that's answered weekdays 8 until 5 is 209-5900. Outside of regular business hours, you can call BTU at 822-3777. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about an online blend college class you can take from the comfort of your own home? Or a blended class that offers the face-to-face instruction you want with the flexibility of an online class? With a growing number of online and blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Register now at blend.edu. Blend College. Proven.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:12. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Temperatures will continue to run warm this week. We'll have sunshine. We're headed up to about 95 to 100 this afternoon. We'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, back to 95 to 100 tomorrow afternoon. There could be a late-day thunderstorm in a few spots. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 75 to 80. We'll have sunshine Wednesday with the risk of a thunderstorm late in the day. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Aggs winning their 13th home game in a row and a sweep over the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Defensive back Victor Davis is in trouble with the police for the unwanted shoplifters in Rosenberg. Plus, Rory McIlroy wins the British Open. We'll have all that and more in sports and do it for you here at about 7:50.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a Sports Center commercial going
yet
like Fowler does. Have you seen that one? That's pretty pretty good. It's the one where that's, if you don't know, that's, he wears orange all the time, I guess because he's an Oklahoma State cowboy. He's the one who pours the orange juice into his decaf coffee and then spits it out. Says the milk's gone bad. So anyway, on your advice, I went and watched the Stephen Scott, is that his name, from ESPN?
Yes.
From ESPN? That's a pretty good speech.
I thought so.
Yeah, go see that. That's not bad at all. So if you're an old guy like me, you remember something called Prodigy. Do you remember Prodigy?
I remember Prodigy.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Yeah, we had Prodigy.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah.
Beep,
well,
beep,
yeah, exactly.
Beep.
Well, there were a few of them. There was Prodigy, right, and there was CompuServe, right. And I think GE tried one called Genie, but those were the very beginnings. And it was, back then, all it was an opportunity to just be in a chat situation.
Before news groups.
Yeah, exactly. Before the internet was really doing what it did. Prodigy started in 1984, a joint venture between IBM, CBS, and Sears.
Wow.
Two of those three are still around.
Yep.
No, okay. Anyway, so a guy named Benji Edwards over at Atlantic has written an article about the efforts of a guy named Jim Carpenter to recover all of that data that was on Prodigy.
Now, wait a minute. If they can recover that data from that long ago.
Really? Where's that IRS stuff?
Send them to the government.
At its peak, Prodigy had over 1 million subscribers logging in, you know, to service daily to check their email and all that stuff and check on the weather and play video games and all that. Now, in 1999, Prodigy shut down. They said because of the Y2K problem, but the real reason they kind of got killed off is because the real internet started showing up. And you could do a whole lot more things. But that was, Prodigy was kind of the beginning of it. Carpenter became fascinated with this, so he's in the process of trying to grab all that old stuff and put it out there and make it available for you. So, anyway, see how that works out. Yeah, I used to, that was just amazing. You'd be able to talk to people far away about all sorts of different stuff. Back then, that was pretty amazing stuff. James Garner has died.
Yes.
Yeah. The Notebook.
Yeah, not...
I mean, a bunch of things, but that's the one my wife recognized
this morning. Well, not up to the level of Andy Griffith, but considered to be a pretty likable guy on television, and he did a lot of romantic comedies. He did, I think, 50 movies.
He's in the greatest movie ever, The Great Escape.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, played played Maverick back in the 50s, and then was Jim Rockford in the 70s.
Yep.
And
had the car phone.
Yeah. Exactly. So, anyway, he passed away. He was 86 years old.
His father on the Rockford Files, Noah Beery Jr.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure.
Was also in We've Never Been Licked.
Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. But you know who else was in We've Never Been Licked? Was
you?
Fred Mertz.
No.
Fred Mertz, yeah.
What did he do?
William Fraley. Is that his name? Is that right?
Oh, I'm not sure.
But yeah, he was in it. And so was Robert Mitchum. Robert Mitchum said that was the worst movie he ever made.
Oh, it was a terrible movie.
It was. Well, Johnny Carson asked him once, what was the worst movie he was in? He said, I don't remember the name of it. It was about some Cal College in Texas. I mean, that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said. But, you know, what can you say? All right, so...
That'd get you shot here.
It would, yeah. Mm. Not like I'm going to the Jay-Z concert that's going to be taking place in Houston.
Well, why not?
I know. Jay-Z and Beyonce are apparently having some sort of a concert in Houston. And on Friday night they had this. The concert stopped in Houston. The concert had been sold out since the tickets went on sale months ago. But Channel 13... said that fans were in for a big shock when they showed up at the stadium and needed to park their cars. One lot was charging $80 to park your car.
Whoa. Get out.
Other nearby lots had parking rates of $40, $50, and $60. The Astros, of course, play at Minute Maid Park, and a spokesperson said that the $80 spots were for VIP fans and included with their tickets. Others were able to buy cheaper parking passes for the concert months ago, and... they were asked, why did they charge so much? His answer was...
because we can.
That's right. Be your basic supply and demand thing going on. God, can you imagine that?
$80?
Well, I mean, okay, I guess there are people who can afford that, but it sounds like generally people were having to pay $40, $50, and $60 for it.
So then what you do is you start your own bicycle taxi service and pick the people up from the Netherlands get money.
Like to be able to do that, but I'm sure that there's probably some law that keeps that from being able to happen. Oh, we haven't mentioned today is the anniversary of the founding of the American Bar Association.
I enjoy going to the bar, so that's fine.
Insert lawyer joke here.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, okay. Wrong bar.
All right. When you talk about illegal snail mail, what do you think?
Probably. The story that Patrick's been doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthrax.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Los Angeles Airport intercepted a shipment of 67 giant African snails. I mean, snails in the mail from Nigeria. In parts of their native continent, they are considered a delicacy. However, in America, they are an agricultural pest.
Ah.
That can cause extreme damage.
It tastes like chicken.
Sounds like we have an export opportunity.
It does, yeah. they're 8 inches long and capable of eating 500 kinds of crops, as well as carrying a parasite called the rat lungworm.
Whoa!
That sounds pretty nasty just all by itself. Ah. They first came to U.S. America in 1966 when a boy brought one back as a pet.
Of course.
And decided he wanted to keep it. Yeah. His grandmother said, no, you can't. So she released it into the garden. So the rest is history. Since then, they've multiplied to 18,000 snails in 7 years. Cost the state of Florida more than $1 million to wipe out. We had a big story about that, I think, last summer that they had a problem with it. This particular case, it's the largest snail seizure in the United States. I'm sure they had to move quickly.
That was bad.
Thank you.
With each passing rain, the grass gets greener and thicker. Don't dread another weekend with countless wasted hours spent on your lawnmower. Come to Kyrish. We'll show you how to make mowing as close to fun as it gets. This is David with Kyrish Truck Center, and I want to cut your mowing time in half and provide you with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub, Ferris, and Hustler in stock. Kyrish Truck Center. Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Or call us at 979-778-7481.
All right, so if you got a house full of gadget geeks, you need to kind of dial this in, all right? The more web-enabled stuff you have in your house, the faster internet speed you're going to need. So if you notice things dragging along, well, they can fix that for you with Suddenlink. Suddenlink has you covered with the fastest speeds in the area with live local customer service to keep you online all the time. They're located right there on 29th Street. If you call customer service, you're not calling somebody in Kuala Lumpur. They're in Tyler, Texas. So if you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is the best time to bundle and save during the big switch event from Suddenlink. Get Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV. 15.0 high-speed internet and home phone for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. That means you're going to get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee, and you're not locked into any kind of contract. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever by switching today. Stop by the local Suddenlink store at 4114 East 29th Street. For more information and sign up, you'll be glad you did. And signing up online, even easier. Just go to Suddenlink.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Toronto couple had their, it's 7:23. Toronto couple had some air conditioning units changed out in June in their home.
Okay.
It was about that time that their cat Stuffy went missing. Cat's name is Stuffy. Well, Stuffy usually hides from strangers, so they just assumed that Stuffy was hiding from the AC guys and would come back eventually, as cats do.
Sure.
But
when they feel like it.
That's right. But she didn't. So the couple posted notices around the neighborhood there in Toronto for their missing cat. After a few days, they started hearing noises coming from inside the house. Couldn't find the source. Even a search with an infrared camera detected nothing. Days later, they heard the noises in the house again, this time from inside a wall. Broke a hole in the wall. There was Stuffy. 26 days. I mean, still alive. 26 days in the wall.
That part of the wall has no rats.
Oh, you're right. That's Stuffy. Okay. Police in Costa Mesa, California, say that one Daniel Lee Warren, and again, when you know all three names, it means it didn't end well for him, hadn't even changed his clothes when he returned to the El Pollo Loco restaurant that he had attempted to burgle. Police say that Mr. Warren had crawled into a drive-in window where the security camera recorded him ransacking a cash register, not finding any cash. The video showed him wearing the green T-shirt and hat emblazoned with the neon pink face. Next day around noon, Mr. Warren shows up for lunch wearing the same T-shirt and hat. Gotcha. Not the brightest bulb in the drawer. How's that?
See, he should, if he'd have just done his laundry.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's it. If he had just, if he had one more hat to wear rather than that, you know, if he had a gimme cap that was different, he'd have been okay. All right, 7:24. All right, folks, here's a great opportunity for you right now. And this is, the summertime is coming on, and it's here, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be over 100 degrees. And the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts want to remind you that summertime can be hard on the tires in your car. You know they can just generally be tough on your car, but it can be tires. And, of course, BCS Tires and Lifts specialize in tires and your suspension. And now's a great time for you to stop in and visit with them. If you need tires, that's generally what drives you in to talk to folks who have to do with tires, but because BCS Tires and Lifts do everything having to do with your suspension, it's a great time to get that checked out. If you're going to be going on a road trip, obviously you need to make sure that your tires are in good shape and that you've got the right tires for the way that you drive your car. And because BCS Tires and Lifts are local guys, they'll work with you. They understand that your time is valuable. If they need to drop you off someplace like your place of work after you drop your car or truck off with them, then they'll come get you. They'll make all those arrangements. That's what local companies do. That's what Aggie-owned and operated companies do. And that's exactly what BCS Tires and Lifts are. They're located on Texas Avenue, just right next to Copy Corner. Stop in and see them. And again, when it comes to your entire suspension, not just your tires, you need to make sure your struts and your tie rods and your shocks are in good shape. And because they are specialists in that, they can do it for you. They'll check it out. BCS Tires and Lifts. Let's do a Brazos Valley weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. sorry to say that this may be the week that we do hit 100, but heck darn, you know, we're two-thirds of the way through the month of July, so hitting 100 is not that unusual. Do have a slight chance of showers, about 20% on Wednesday or Thursday, but the high temperature each day, probably between 98 and 100, and lows at night, about 76. And at least here, we've hit 80 before 8. Certainly, we've got 80 degrees right now.
All of Royalty Pecan's signature pecan delicacies are handcrafted in small batches right there, on site, at the farm, using only quality ingredients. They find ways to enhance their delicious, healthy pecans without adding artificial ingredients, preservatives, or trans fats. From their orchard to you, they control how Royalty Pecans are grown, harvested, and prepared during their journey. Try them for yourself and let them know what you think. Take the short drive on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, and open year-round. Click RoyaltyPecans.com for more info.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Researchers have made a discovery that could be a major game changer. When older mice were injected with blood from younger mice, they exercised longer and performed better mentally. The same thing happened when the older mice were given a protein that's more abundant in the blood of younger mice. Three papers about the studies have been published in scientific journals. In one study, the test subject mice were injected repeatedly with young blood and old blood. The mice that got the young blood performed better in tests involving learning and memory. We're talking about mice here. University of California's author of the study warns that people shouldn't try to do this at home on themselves. Researchers from Harvard focused on the protein, GDF-11, which incidentally is also found in human beings. Older mice injected with young blood and just the protein saw an increase in blood vessel production and a greater flow of blood to the brain. Researchers looked to the day when these experiments might have human application to treat dementia and other age-related diseases. Now, but wait till the Democrats hear about this. They routinely redistribute from those who have to those supposedly in need. And they've been spending the wealth of the young already. And when these bloodsuckers discover young blood might really be the fountain of youth, folks, do you realize they could actually become natural-born Democrat vampires?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy. My name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Most of the local city council and school board members whose terms are expiring plan to run for re-election in this November's election.
Now that the filing period is underway, only one incumbent is barred from running due to term limitations. That's Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton. District 3 Councilman Greg Gowen says he plans to run for a second term, as are the three incumbents in College Station, Blanche Brick in District 1, Carl Mooney in District 3, and Julie Schultz in District 5. There are no term limits for school board members. One of Bryan ISD's at-large members, David Stasny, plans to seek a ninth three-year term. Other school board seats up for election this year are Bryan's District 2, now held by John Street, and the College Station ISD board seats now held by Valerie Yokin and Kimberly McAdams. Back to the Bryan City election, one of two groups calling for changes to the Bryan City charter submitted enough petition signatures to qualify for a citywide vote. Citizens for Bryan wants to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to the city positions, ban council members from considering items presented by campaign donors of more than $250, and ban council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. The city council will consider August 12th the first reading of an ordinance calling an election for those three proposed changes. If the council approves, a second reading could take place as quickly as the next day. Meantime, the second group, Partners for a Better Bryan, continues to collect signatures calling for a vote to allow all Bryan residents to vote for all council members while keeping residency requirements for the five single-member districts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The cleanup is continuing after last week's lightning and heavy rainfall caused a power outage at Bryan's Burton Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Mark Jerica with the City of Bryan says during the 72-minute period, 600,000 gallons of wastewater was not treated.
When you look at sanitary sewage as a whole coming into the plant, it's predominantly water with a very, very small percentage being a waste product. When we got into a rain event, you were talking about a heavily diluted waste stream coming in. I would say predominantly what we were treating or what was lost was rainwater.
Jerica expects and wants to hear from homeowners and business people who experienced a backup.
We want to make sure, is it a private issue or is it a public issue? If it's a public issue, we're going to try to take every action we can to fix it on the spot. If not, find some kind of temporary fix to come back with a more permanent fix when time is available.
During regular business hours, call the Public Works Department customer service line at 209-5900. Nights and weekends is the BTU 24-hour line at 822-3777. A Temple couple has pleaded guilty to stealing an estimated 55,000 pieces of mail from 95 post offices in Central Texas, including Bryan, College Station, Milliken, Navasota, Brenham, and Hearn. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Waco estimates there were 2,000 victims, and the value of the stolen mail was placed at $500,000. Prosecutor Mark Frazier says the couple broke into post office boxes, mail receptacles, and post office work areas and took everything they could grab.
Personal checks, business checks, gift cards, cash. Money orders, money ordering printers, tax returns, W-2s, I can't name it all.
They also deposited stolen money orders and checks into several financial institutions, then made withdrawals, resulting in losses to banks and credit unions of $80,000. 28-year-old Catherine Hubbard, who is out on bond, is scheduled to be sentenced August 20th. 39-year-old Charles Hattenbach, who is in federal custody, is scheduled to be sentenced September 10th. Last year, Bucky's Convenience Stores sued the former Bryan-based Chick's chain for trademark infringement. The lawsuit was settled out of court, and Chick's is now Stripes. Bucky's is again in court, this time taking on the Hill Country-based Frio River Grocery, which, like Bucky's, has a beaver mascot. Dallas attorney Pete Schulte says Bucky's has every right to protect its trademark.
Businesses spend a lot of money on branding and designing logos so that can be unique for their businesses. When somebody sees an image, they immediately associate it with a business. And that helps them make money, so they're going to protect that.
Schulte predicts, like Chick's, there will be an out-of-court settlement with Frio River Grocery. Future Farmers is part of its name, but many attending last week's state FFA convention in Fort Worth didn't see agriculture in their future.
Some 11,000 are attending the 86th annual FFA convention. Tyler Pointer from Iola says he's never raised an animal in his life.
If I were to go into the agriculture industry, it would probably be in agricultural communications and journalism.
Michaela Orr from Winsboro takes care of four horses, but the farm isn't part of her career plans.
Well, I might be an ag teacher, but I don't really like to get dirty sometimes.
Iola High School agriculture teacher Bart Stober says agriculture careers include a long list of interest areas.
There's production, nutritionists, you name it.
The state FFA convention runs through Friday in Tarrant County. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When's the last time you thought about your bed? I mean, really, besides just climbing into it and making sure the sheets were clean, when is the last time you really, really thought about it? Well, the last time you thought about your bed was probably when you decided you woke up and were stiff and went, yeah, I got to get a new bed. Sleep Number has the best stuff in the world for you. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my Sleep Number is 70. They're the only bed that lets you track and optimize your sleep with Sleep IQ. They're the only bed that has dual chamber technology, so you can adjust both sides to make sure that everybody's happy. And with the Sleep IQ, it empowers you to make changes like adjusting your Sleep Number setting daily if need be, or adjusting your routine to help you get a good night's sleep. And not to overstate this, but when you get out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, every minute counts. So trust me, I take my sleep very, very serious. Well, there's only one place in the world that you'll find a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ and technology, and that's at a Sleep Number store, and you can find that on Texas Avenue, right across from Specs and Chick-fil-A. And when you go in, do me a favor, tell them I said hey.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed, weather-resistant, reliable, astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 690-2278. They've got a twice-a-year checkup plan to make sure that your family stays comfortable all year long. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Temperatures will continue to run warm this week. We'll have sunshine. We're headed up to about 95 to 100 this afternoon. We'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, back to 95 to 100 tomorrow afternoon. There could be a late-day thunderstorm in a few spots. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 75 to 80. We'll have sunshine Wednesday with the risk of a thunderstorm late in the day. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's pretty hard to describe right now, to be honest.
That's what you say if you're from Northern Ireland and win the British Open. That's Rory McIlroy. We'll have more on him, as well as an Aggie in trouble yet again with the law, and unfortunately. And the Bombers have won now 13 in a row at home. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 11 minutes.
There you go. It's 7:40. When news breaks, we fix it.
We try.
The governor going to announce. We speculated on this earlier this morning. The governor says going to send 1,000 National Guardsmen down to the border.
Which roughly equates to one a mile, I think, yeah. Is what I saw.
And it also equates to about $12 million a month. Can we send that bill up to Washington? Huh? We'll see.
We'll try.
Yeah.
Nope.
Anyway.
That's rainy day fund money.
Well, no. We don't need to be doing that. No. We got other places we need to use our rainy day money. And that's good. You know, if he wants the government to pay for it, he needs to tell them how much it's going to be.
I was going to say, I bet the federal government would love for us to use our excess budget, our extra budget, to pay for stuff they should be doing anyway.
Yep. Well, they're certainly wanting.
Well, wait a minute. They've said, Harry Reid said the border was secure. I heard it.
Yeah, so it must be true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, long ago, part of the folklore of the Infomaniac show was the three questions. The three questions. Now, been a while since we've asked the three questions, so that way we can get answers to the three questions and thus probably have a prize for you.
Who's asking and who's answering?
Well, we'll see. Hello.
Well, we could just keep our highway money.
Yeah. That's
and not send that to Washington to pay for it.
Well, we could do that, like our federal tax.
I like that idea.
Yeah, federal gas money. Yeah, it wouldn't be bad at all. The three questions are, and so if you have the answers, of course, if you had the answer before I asked the question, there'd probably be extra prizes involved, 695-1620. And maybe if you knew the answers and the questions, we'll see.
And I have
Look at this. There it is. They're all lit up already.
I have more other prizes if you need
do
them.
You?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Yourself?
Good. You know the answers?
Yes, and maybe even the questions.
Yeah. Yes, you might. That's true. Okay. What? I'll tell you what. If you know the questions, I'll give you a prize. Okay. And then what we'll do is we'll go to the second caller and we'll let them give the answers. How's that?
Okay.
Does that sound okay with you? Or are you more are you more comfortable giving the answers or the questions?
Well, I probably the questions.
Okay. All right. So here are the three questions. They are
the number one bottler of water
in the world. Okay.
In the world.
Number two.
Who was the only actor that was invited to Elvis Presley's wedding?
Yeah, the only celebrity. Okay. Number three.
Yep. Number three was the name of the co-star that starred in most of Elvis Presley's movies.
The most of Elvis. That's exactly right. All right. Who's this?
James Evans.
All right, James. I've got I've got tickets for you to Schlitterbahn, and I'm gonna give you the choice. You're right. Those are the questions. Galveston or South Padre Island. Which would you like?
Ooh. Probably South Padre Island.
South Padre Island. All right. I got, I think I have four tickets for you. All right. Got that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. See you. Okay. Do you know the answers to the questions?
I do know the answers.
Who are you?
Colette Abbey.
All right. Colette, what are they? All right. First of all, the world's largest bottler of water.
Nestle.
All right. Number two, the only celebrity who was invited to Elvis Presley's wedding.
Red Fox.
Okay, and three, the actress who co-starred in the most Elvis movies.
Shelley Fabergé.
It's Fabre, but that's close enough.
Fabre. Okay, Fabre.
Shelley Egg.
All right, I've got tickets for Schlitterbahn, or I have a family four-pack from Moody Gardens. Which would you like?
Family four-pack to Moody Gardens.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you playing.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, we've got two people who have been listening for a while. Every once in a while, we'll do that again. We haven't done the questions in a long time.
But do we know that it's still Nestle?
I bet
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes. I don't think that's a question.
By a large margin.
We know, obviously, the other two answers cannot change.
Yes.
One of the companies that adds salt to their water to make you more thirsty.
Oh, they don't.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, why do you think that?
Make you more thirsty?
No.
You no. just answered that question.
You've read that someplace. You've heard that someplace.
Yeah, where it says sodium on the side of the bottle.
Oh, is that right? Does it say sodium?
It's not all there. No. It's not all of it. I'll go look it up, make sure I'm right.
Okay, because understand, you know, when you, because a lot of people think, well, I'm going to use distilled water to make coffee or something. It ends up tasting pretty nasty because, you know, you do need to have some sort of mouthfeel when it comes to the water. So I can't imagine they add sodium, but it could well be.
Yeah, someone asked the question online. I recently purchased a case of Nestle water. Noticed there that it contains sodium.
Yeah,
why?
What, it's not called Nestle. What do they call it? Life support or something? I don't know what they call it.
Life support.
I just buy the store brand. Hello.
You know why Kelly Fabergé was a co-star in all those movies, don't you?
Yeah, why is that?
Because she was a good egg.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh. All right.
You brought it up.
I know. There was no reason for me to do that. Anyway, it's and she had the song Johnny Angel, if you remember that. You probably don't. What's the name of their water?
Pure Life.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
I have life support.
Well, I had it half right. Okay.
And it's
And in the grand scheme of things, it's not that much salt. You're talking about 30 milligrams.
Well, again, it's you have to have some mouthfeel with the water. You're not going to like it.
I agree.
People don't drink that kind of stuff. They just don't drink, regular water.
We got
like
salt
that.
In our water.
Life support water.
I like it anyway. All right, here we go. This is a little, and every once in a while, we like to give you a little life advice. Let me find some, get our life advice music going.
Looks like Stuart Smalley.
Yeah.
Deep thoughts.
You know it.
Well, until that.
What did injury do? Things you should get rid of once you turn 30. Okay? Things you should get rid of once you turn 30.
See how many of these I still have.
Your futon.
Yeah, I got rid of it.
Okay. Temporary furniture.
It's all gone.
Define temporary.
Beanbag chair.
We're good.
Okay, TV stands.
What? Why? Are you supposed to hang them on the wall?
Now he's getting defensive.
What? I'll set it on the floor?
Yeah.
What if I've got an antique radio that I use as a TV stand? Does that count?
Use cinder blocks.
Yeah, that'll class the joint up.
Art or posters taped to the wall without a frame.
Nope.
Get rid of that.
Got rid of them.
All right. Cheap bedding. Get rid of that.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
The unmade bed. Get rid of that.
Nope.
Yes.
Why? You're getting back in it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't make the bed.
Plastic dishware and serving pieces.
That's for outdoors.
Until you have kids, then you bring them back.
Yes.
Yeah.
The collection of shot glasses from your spring break trip.
No, never getting rid of that. No.
An empty fireplace mantle or a bookshelf. And finally, fake plants or trees.
Yeah, all gone.
What's the matter with fake plants? I don't have any, but what's the matter with that?
Yeah. Well, that you should be able to, support true life, rather than some sort of a...
I got an 8-year-old I support true life for. I ain't got time for no plant.
It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market for the freshest seafood around. In fact, one bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you will taste the difference. Stop by today and pick up some salmon, tuna loin, or more, and Fred and Fred's can prepare it ready to go for dinner tonight. Or if you're hungry for shrimp, from small to extra large jumbo sized or lobster tails, even baby, medium, and large octopus, Fred and Fred's has this and more. Aggie owned and operated, Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the farm patch.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you single and having trouble finding the right person to date? Well, look beyond the exterior. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When it comes to dating, many young adults go wrong when they rely on their feelings instead of thinking things through. And that's why a lot of them are filled with remorse and regret down the road. To avoid that outcome in your dating life, remember that the most important quality of any relationship is character. A person may have a charming personality, great looks, or intelligence, but if there is no character behind the veneer, you'll find it hard, if not impossible, to forge a lasting and meaningful bond. And how do you get to know someone's character? Well, by spending lots of time together. Before becoming romantically involved with an individual, you should do the hard work of building an authentic friendship with that person. Over time, you'll discover the truth about one another's values and attitudes. And that's a crucial step in deciding whether or not you want to take your relationship beyond mere friendship. Don't misunderstand me. The point of an approach like this isn't to find someone who's perfect, because nobody is. It's to get a sense of who that person truly is. Because in the long run, without good character, that person will definitely not be a good dating prospect, no matter how smart, successful, or good-looking he or she might be. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, upgrade and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. Brazos Valley Bombers are on a roll, 13 straight home victories with a record of 30-10, and they swept the Acadiana Cane Cutters after winning last night 5-3. Bombers scored a run in the bottom of the second and then two more in the third after a two-run home run by shortstop Horacio Correa, his first of the season. And Correa was just kind of happy to get that one off his to-do list.
I know the guys always try to get on me about hitting a home run, but it was good to finally get that off my shoulders.
Bombers skip Kurt Dixon liked the fight in his team after stumbling a little bit last week.
They did a good job, you know, Sunday, end of the week, but it was not our normal week, losing two games. So, again, you could see we had a full bullpen, a lot of guys we could use over these last two games, but good situational hitting, some good defensive plays made, and that's a good club over there. You know, they're going to be a playoff team when it's all said and done. Lonnie does a good job with the talent they get, so to get a sweep of them back in the week, couldn't be happier.
The guys take a swing through Dallas for the Marshals Wednesday before they return to Bryan and Celia Core Field for a Thursday two-game series that starts against the Cane Cutters again. First pitch Thursday is at 7:05. This one from KBTX News. Defensive back Victor Davis is featured as one of Rosenberg's, quote, most unwanted shoplifters. According to the Rosenberg Police Department, Davis was arrested and charged with theft and was allegedly caught stealing from the Kohl's department store. There is no word from the school or the team, but this all comes on the heels of defensive lineman Isaiah Golden and linebacker Darian Claiborne being released from the team last month by Coach Sumlin for aggravated robbery charges. Now we'll hop across the pond. Rory McIlroy, the Northern Irishman, won the claret jug for the first time with a 1-under-71 to win the British Open in wire-to-wire fashion. He's won all but one of the majors, and he's only 25 years old.
It's pretty hard to describe right now, to be honest. All I know is that I've won my third major championship, and I'm, you know, three legs, you know, out of the four towards a career Grand Slam at 25, so I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Sergio Garcia and Ricky Fowler finished two shots behind. For Garcia, it was the fourth runner-up finish in a major without winning one. In a related story, also from ESPN, a spokesman for the British betting firm Ladbrokes confirmed Sunday afternoon that it held three bets that will allow Rory McIlroy's father, Gary, and his friends to make about $300,000 off his son's victory at Hoylake. Ladbrokes told ESPN.com that one bet believed to be made by McIlroy's father was about 200 pounds. That's roughly $340. It was placed on long odds in 2004 for his son to win within 10 years of the British Open. The bet will pay Dad about $171,000. We hop over to Major League Baseball now, where the slumping Rangers were hoping for a bit of a recharge after the All-Star break, but to no avail.
Milky hits one deep to right center field. Got a chance to go. Back goes Robertson at the wall. He jumps, and there she goes.
Melky Cabrera hit a tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Rangers 9-6. Ron Washington says the team is at least looking better.
You know, they're playing hard, and they're getting after it, and it's better. But once again, you just have to shut down innings. Every time you score, you got to shut down innings. We haven't been able to do that.
Texas is in Brooklyn for the Yanks tonight at 6. Things went a little better for the Stros yesterday, though.
Here's the pitch, and it's grounded down the third baseline, and that's a fair ball. That's going to go all the way in the corner. Carter's going to score. Dominguez goes into second base as they trade places, and the Astros go back on top.
Matt Dominguez hit the tie-breaking RBI double, and the Stros clinched an 11-7 win over the Chicago White Sox. Houston has the night off. They're heading to Oakland tomorrow. And this one may make you push away from your cereal, but Andy Melovich is doing this for a great cause, albeit a little frightening. He is offered this week to go where no man has gone before, a prostate exam in front of a stadium full of fans. Milovich is the general manager for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, which is the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. He offered to have the exam while singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh-inning stretch. Now, this is all if a local 10-year-old, Fallon Emery, who has brain cancer, gets 10,000 likes on her Facebook page before the game. Quote, "It's not like I'd be doing it at home plate. I'd likely do it in our radio booth, and the fans will just see me from the shoulders up." Yeah. And that has been A Look at Your Sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Ducts designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Tarot, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit, and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's zarealestate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So to do that, again, it's zarealestate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with zarealestate.com.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about an online blend college class you can take from the comfort of your own home? Or a blended class that offers the face-to-face instruction you want with the flexibility of an online class. With a growing number of online and blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Register now at blend.edu. Blend College. Proven.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. Next hour, how to really save money at a garage sale. We'll have that for you.
Awesome. More?
Yeah, more. Yeah. Even more. Okay. Giselle Bundchen, is that her name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, she's married to Tom Brady. Is that right? Or are they just boyfriend, girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
No. Anyway,
I wasn't invited to the nuptials.
That's right. He's the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
I don't know that they're married.
Okay. Well, she makes $47 million a year.
Good for her.
She makes $47 million a year. She's the top earning model in the world.
And why shouldn't she?
I mean, makes $128,000 a day. A day. So
I guess Hillary Clinton is a little poor compared to that.
That's true. And she doesn't give this to some political foundation either. All right, anyway, and also really, really sad news about global science. Yeah, we're all going to die.
Yeah, we are. You know.
About 100 today, actually all week long. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s, and we've got a slight chance of showers, about 20% on Wednesday and Thursday. 80 degrees now, it's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.